Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Today is Saturday, April 10th, and happy birthday to country singer Maren Morris, who is 31 today. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. The FBI is asking for the public's help in a kidnapping investigation. An Atlanta police officer was arrested by Cherokee deputies and charged with DUI. Cherokee County officials have voiced concerns on a potential Woodstock annexation. Cherokee County Fire and Emergency Services honored a pair of citizens, crediting them with saving someone from a burning home. Canton has announced its first Friday concert series, and the health department facility in Canton will be closing temporarily. Plus, do you dream of making beer for a living? Chattahoochee Tech has a new craft brewing program that could turn your dreams into reality.
They'll be qualified to work in a variety of positions. There are a variety of positions in breweries, from bartenders and salespeople, cellar people, canners, distributors, all the way up to assistant brewers and brewmasters. But in a nutshell, we're going to teach people how to brew craft beer so they can be employed in that exploding industry in our state.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. The FBI is asking for the public's help in seeking information about two truck drivers accused of kidnapping women and demanding ransom with some routes through Georgia. 25-year-old Brian T. Summerson of Dillon, South Carolina, was recently arrested in Daytona Beach, Florida for battery, false imprisonment, and tampering with a witness. He's an over-the-road trucker with a primary route of Interstate 95 from New Jersey to Miami, as well as Chicago and Kansas City. When meeting potential victims, he tells them his name is Vaughn. 35-year-old Pierre L. Washington of Chicago owns a trucking company, God Got Me, LLC. He's also an over-the-road trucker, but at this time, his routes are unknown. Washington was arrested in Chicago in March by the FBI. The investigation is ongoing and has revealed photographs, videos, and text communications of additional women on Mr. Summerson's electronic devices and electronic accounts. If you have any information concerning this case, or if you believe you are a victim or may have been affected by these alleged crimes, please contact police. An Atlanta Police Department officer faces charges of driving under the influence of alcohol in Cherokee County. 49-year-old Dean Jackson of Conyers was arrested late Monday and charged with DUI. He showed signs of impairment in field sobriety tests, and two breath tests at the jail showed a breath alcohol content of over 0.14. Mr. Jackson was released on bond and is currently on administrative leave while the incident is under investigation. A possible annexation on Trickum Road in Woodstock is drawing concerns from Cherokee County commissioners, in part because it involves annexing two existing homes in a larger subdivision. A developer is seeking to have just under 32 acres near the Cobb County line annexed into Woodstock, and they want to build a neighborhood of 73 homes there. The case will go before the Woodstock Planning Commission on May 6th, with the Woodstock City Council scheduled to hear the case on May 24th. Cherokee County Fire and Emergency Services honored a pair of citizens with the Fire Chief's Civilian Valor Award, crediting them with saving someone from a burning home. Randall Thomas and Tristan Bush, employees of Cycle Works Sanitation, were recognized for their role in helping save the life of a Cherokee County resident during a house fire on March 4th. Both Randall and Tristan, along with their co-worker Mark Ogle, received a standing ovation from everyone in attendance. On the morning of March 4th, the three men were collecting waste on Hollow Drive when they heard a woman shouting that her house was on fire. They called 911 and ran into the house in an effort to help the two residents. The Hollow Drive fire broke out the same day as another fire that killed a 65-year-old Cherokee County man, and that weekend a 60-year-old woman died in another house fire. So thank you to our local heroes. The City of Canton has announced the lineup for its annual First Friday Concert Series, which will run from May through October. The Whiskey Holler, Todd and Marissa, and the 293 Band will kick off the series on May 7th in downtown Canton. All concerts will run from 6 to 9 p.m. at Cannon Park. You can check TribuneLedgerNews.com for more information and the full concert schedule. The Canton location of the Cherokee County Health Department will be closed on April 22nd and 23rd as it prepares to offer more services. The facility will be temporarily closed as staff moves into the newly constructed additional space at the site. Public health services will resume on April 26th. The temporary closure of this location will not affect COVID-19 vaccine appointments scheduled at Canton First Baptist Church. Do you dream of making beer for a living? Chattahoochee Tech has a new craft brewing program that could turn your dreams into reality.
What the new program is, in a nutshell, is coursework in brewing and fermentation overall, with specific coursework in craft beer brewing, production, operations, of course, safety and sanitation, some brewing science thrown in, packaging. They will learn these skills in a 3-barrel brewing lab that very much is a brewing lab. So it will mimic exactly a brewery that they would be employed in, any craft brewery anywhere in the country. They'll be qualified to work in a variety of positions in breweries, and there are a variety of positions in breweries, from bartenders and salespeople, cellar people, canners, distributors, all the way up to assistant brewers and brewmasters. But in a nutshell, we're going to teach people how to brew craft beer so they can be employed in that exploding industry in our state.
Chattahoochee Tech is doing exactly that. They're going to teach people how to make beer. And Francis Carlson, an associate dean in the Business and Technical Studies Division there at Chattahoochee Tech, joins us here on the podcast. Now, is this something that a hobby brewer, so somebody who's just interested in doing craft brewing on their own, is it classes that would be beneficial to them?
It would be if they're interested in making the best possible homebrew they could make. I mean, our courses will include sensory evaluation, really drilling down and understanding the elements that make beer. How does water affect your beer? What about the quality of your yeast? Can malt be too old? How do you store malt? What makes one malt better than the other? What do we mean by fresh hops or dry hops? What's a cascade hop? What's a centennial hop? How do I know which hops make the best beer? And how do we grow bacteria to make those cool sours? I mean, what does that even mean? So for someone who's interested in making the best possible beer, then I would say, yes, our courses absolutely would be beneficial to them. Also interesting to note is every brewer that I have met over the past 3 years started as a home brewer. So I think saying only a home brewer might mean only a home brewer for now. Our hopes would be that if those people seek our program and complete it, they would feel equipped to now go into business for themselves. And we very much want that entrepreneurial spirit to kind of catch fire. And for this very important and fruitful and great for Georgia's economy business to just keep growing. And that ultimately is what we want to be able to do, is keep graduating people with the skills to not only be employed in someone else's brewery, but open up their own brewery.
Chattahoochee Tech has announced that they are going to be providing craft beer brewing courses. And Francis Carlson, Associate Dean in Business and Technical Studies Division, is joining us here on the podcast. Now, Francis, you've described some of the things that students will learn about beer brewing and making craft beers and all of the jobs they could qualify for. The one thing I have not heard from you is what will happen to all of the beer that is made at Chattahoochee Tech?
It will have to be sampled by students in order to evaluate the quality. That's why all of our students will have to be at least 21 years of age and older. But after the requisite sensory evaluation is performed, the rest of the product will be disposed of.
Oh.
And we will have software that will allow us to track the ingredients used, the total product created, and that the product was destroyed.
there is no hope for having a Chattahoochee Tech branded beer.
Not with legislation as it currently stands in Georgia, but you know, we have a new legislative session next year. Anything can happen. But at this point, it wouldn't be legal for us to distribute our product or to sell it in any way, not to our knowledge.
Francis, if I am interested in learning about craft beer brewing there at Chattahoochee Tech, when will this start?
We will start offering the brewing courses in our fall semester of 2022. So that's August of next year. We will begin admitting students into that major code in spring of 2022. So for anyone interested at that time, that would be, you know, after New Year's next year would be the time to check the website for specific admissions information and to begin the application process to the college in order to then be admitted to this first group of students in our new program.
You heard about the great deals at Carriage Kia Woodstock right now. 0% financing all month long. Kia Forte, 0% financing for up to 66 months. Kia Soul, 0% financing for up to 66 months. The Sportage, 0% for up to 75 months. It's Carriage Kia Woodstock.
Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.